Unit 11, Exercise 11. The Rolling Stones, the greatest rock and roll band in the world.
The Rolling Stones have been playing together for over 50 years, and for many people, they are the greatest rock and roll band in the world. The group was formed in England in 1962 by school friends Mick Jagger and Keith Richards, along with guitarist Brian Jones. Later, they were joined by Charlie Watts on drums and Bill Wyman on bass. They wanted a bad boy gang image in contrast to the most famous band of the time, the Beatles. They were soon pop idols with teenage fans all over Europe and America. In 1964, they reached the UK top 10 and the US top 50 with Not Fade Away. The bad boys were on their way. Satisfaction and 19th Nervous Breakdown, written by Jagger and Richards in 1965, are considered to be two of the greatest rock songs ever. In 1966, the Beatles stopped touring, and the Stones started. They've been touring the world ever since and have continued to write great hits such as Jumpin' Jack Flash, 1968, and Honky Tonk Woman, 1969. However, with their fame came tragedy caused by alcohol and drugs. Brian Jones became an addict and could no longer tour. In July 1969, he drowned in his own swimming pool. It was a painful time for the Stones, but they were still writing good songs. Their albums, Beggar's Banquet, 1968, and Sticky Fingers, 1971, were a huge success. Ronnie Wood joined the band in 1975, and during the 1970s, they remained the biggest band in the world. If Mick Jagger is the heart of the Stones, then Keith Richards is the soul. The two have survived ups and downs in their careers and personal lives. Mick can't even read music, but he has worked hard with Richards as songwriter, following the example of the Beatles' John Lennon and Paul McCartney. Besides his music career, Mick has fathered 7 children with 4 women and donated to numerous charities. He is now Sir Mick after he was knighted by Queen Elizabeth II in 2003. Keith Richards has worked as an actor, appearing in the blockbuster movie Pirates of the Caribbean as the father of Jack Sparrow. The Stones have made over 50 albums and sold over 200 million records worldwide. They have played in all kinds of places, from small clubs to huge stadiums. In 2007, they played in front of the Tsar's Winter Palace in St. Petersburg, Russia, for 50,000 fans. They have given more shows internationally than any other band in the world. One of their most recent tours earned over $550 million. Since the 1960s, the Rolling Stones have been touring the world, giving their audiences the kind of music they love, rock and roll. And despite their age, the Rolling Stones is a better band now than it ever was. Long live rock and roll. Long live the Rolling Stones.